Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we journey through the middle of December 2020, the year is rapidly coming to an end. And for many, that cannot end soon enough. And our prayers are definitely that 2021 is a better year in so many different ways. But for now, we live in the year that God has given us, and we learn to find ways to praise Him, to honor Him, to make Him known through our life, through our words, through our interactions with people, even in the limited scope that those have become at times. But today we're continuing through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And sometimes it's the struggles of life that make us think more deliberately about home, about heaven, about eternity with God, about our relationship with God. And one of the great things about global struggles is that they are often great times to represent Jesus as people are looking for hope. They're looking for something they can trust that's solid. And for those of us that walk with Christ, we have that. Today's topic in the devotional journal is a home with God. It doesn't take a very long reading through the scriptures before you ought to start realizing the grandeur of God Himself. Just the immense nature of who God is. A God who can speak and things come into existence, to command light to come forth, and it comes, to speak animals into existence, and they show up, to take a handful of dust, or however much dust was needed, and form a person. Throughout the Old Testament, you read stories of God's people, of Israel and their struggles, and you see glimpses of God showing up to rescue them time and time again, and often in huge and miraculous ways. And then you see God taking on flesh and being born as Jesus. And this boy, confounding the teachers of the law that thought they knew everything. This man, calming storms with his words, healing people with his touch, teaching as no one had ever taught before. And then you get into John's description of the glimpse that he saw of heaven in the book of Revelation. And you recognize the enormity of God. And you begin to think, or at least I begin to think, a God with that ability, a God with that size, a God with that grandeur, has to have a home that is incredible. And to think that that's where I'm headed, is to a home with God. As I've said throughout this series, that the point of the devotional, it wasn't so much to inform us about what heaven is like, because, well, I think God's description is best, that no eye has seen nor no mind can imagine the fullness of what God has prepared for those who love Him. But rather, it was to take a look at Scripture and the places where it talks about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, and to say, what if? What if we were to look at those characteristics and live more like that now? You see, being in a home where God is central ought to change the way we live. We think about heaven and we'll be different in God's presence. I don't know who was the central figure in the home that you grew up in, from a personal standpoint. What person was the center? For me, it was my dad. Dad was quiet, and many people would look from the outside and think that Mom ran the roost, so to speak, or ruled the roost, I guess is the phrase that's used. But I always knew that Dad was in charge. And any time being in his presence, I knew that I needed to listen. But I also knew that God was in charge. And I think just as we look at that human figure that we grew up under, and for many it probably was a dad or a mom, or some it was a grandparent. Unfortunately, there are those that are listening that you may not be sure who it was, because it changed so often. And you were kind of left on your own. And it felt like you were the central figure, that if it wasn't you, there was no one. But my attitudes, my actions, my tone of voice, everything about me would change if Dad was in the house. The behavior that I may have had as a child with my brothers was different if Dad was in the house. And when I felt and we felt that we were out of his presence, out of his sight, out of his hearing, then we kind of went back to being brothers that didn't always get along. As I thought about that, I thought about the truth that not only is heaven a home with God, but our journey home includes God's presence with us. The Bible says that the Lord God inhabits the praise of His people. If you want to know where God dwells, He doesn't dwell in a temple built of stone or made by the hands of men. His throne is heaven, but His presence resides in the hearts of His people. That His Spirit had been placed within these jars of clay that are you and me. And it's living with the knowledge and the awareness of the presence of God that ought to change the way we live life. The question is often asked of people as trying to help them decide what is good and proper and right to do. Would you do that if Jesus was standing right there? And the difficulty is that we can't physically see him. We can't physically see God living within us. And so we forget, or we deliberately ignore the fact that he's there. We act like adolescents. We continue to fight with our siblings. We do things that we would never do if Dad was watching. And yet he is. You see, we're heading toward a home filled with the presence of God, but we're living in a home where God's presence cannot be hidden. And what an incredible thing to know that God is with us. As I've said before, one of the names given to Jesus prophesied about who he would be. It's Emmanuel, God with us. And it wasn't just God with us as a baby. It wasn't even just God with us as a boy and as a man. It is God with us through the presence of his Spirit throughout all generations since. It's in this home that we have where God is with us, that we ought to be transformed in the way we live. The people around us ought to see and hear a greater knowledge and awareness of God because he's with us. Our actions ought to reflect a fullness of his presence. You see, we live in a home, in this physical body, this earthly tent, this tabernacle. My favorite description still is that jar of clay has been filled with this incredible treasure, the gift of God's presence. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us. You have not only called us to yourself, but you have made your dwelling among all mankind. You showed us what that looked like when Jesus came to live, to walk this earth, to love people, to be crucified and buried and to be raised from the dead, to conquer the penalty, the sentence of death. And Father, as we consider heaven being a home where your presence dwells, may we live today more and more each day that we live with an awareness of your presence dwelling with us. Dwelling within us. Father, as we consider you to be the central figure in our life, the presence of your Spirit leading and guiding us, convicting us, challenging us, changing us, may we pay more attention to the words that come out of our mouth, to the actions that we do, to the way we treat others, knowing that not only are you watching, but you are right there with us. That our home here on earth is filled with your presence, because your presence dwells, inhabits the praise of your people, dwells within the hearts and minds of your people. So, Father, help us today to live in this home with you. Father, today I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would grow up with a knowledge and awareness of your presence within them and around them. That the homes that they live in would be filled with parents and grandparents and siblings that recognize and honor you as the central figure in that home. Father, may we be very careful in how we represent you to the children around us. May our interactions with you be real. May the children who are watching us and listening to us know that our faith in you has changed us. That our faith in you provides meaning to everything that we do. That our faith in you directs our very words and actions. It directs how we treat people, how we treat our children. Father, today as we live life, may we look at the people around us. And may the words that we use, may the encouragement that we give, even the correction that we might need to be a part of, may all of it be done in a way that shows you are present in our home. Oh, Father, today I pray that we would resist the temptations of the evil one, those temptations that want us to be involved in planting and spreading seeds of hatred and division and anger. I pray that our love for you and your love for us would overflow into the world around us. And Father, whether the people around us do things that we think they should, whether their decisions are the ones we would make or not, may we continue to love. Well, not because we're that great, not because we're so perfect, but because our home is filled with you. And our desire is to honor you. Father, I pray that as we celebrate Jesus this Christmas season, that we would live with a greater awareness of his presence within us every day. That we would spend time in your word and prayer listening, so that the voice of your Spirit, the voice of the Good Shepherd, would not fade away from our minds. Father, as we recognize a home with you in it, may we live in such a way that our obedience to you lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.